Parshas Bahar, we normally read together with Bechukosai, but this year, because it's a leap year, we're going to read Bahar by itself. Bahar is just 57 psukim. There's a few topics in the Parsha. There's the discussion of Shemitah, the discussion of Yovel, the discussion of selling land from your family's achuzah, from your family's inheritance, and there's a discussion of slaves. Rav Yerucham Levavitz, in his Das Torah, he says that there's a common thread that goes through this entire parsha. He says, "Va'agid lachem klal kolal kolal parsha." I'll tell you a klal that includes basically every idea in the parsha, and he speaks about it over here at the beginning of the parsha. He quotes the Ravid in his Hakdama to the Sefer Balei Nefesh. Balei Nefesh is the Ravid's Sefer Hilchos Nida. This Hakdama is quoted, if I'm not mistaken, by the Tur at the beginning of Eben Ezra as well. But the Ravid says, basically, this is the part that Rabbi Yerucham focuses on. The part that the Torah quotes is really the other connected piece of the Hakdama of the Ravid. But he says basically that most of the mitzvos that Hashem gave us were really for one purpose, and that is to recognize that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. There's a creator of the world. That Hashem gave us mitzvos, and when He gave us, Hashem gave us opportunities, Hashem gave us privileges, and within those privileges, Hashem enacted, put in halachos that will remind us that there is a Ribono Shel Olam who is the sustainer of all. He gives examples. He gives an example of Hashem gives us land that we can grow produce. And then there's all sorts of laws, of reminders that the produce doesn't really belong to us. So here is one of the examples. Hashem gives us the land. He says, grow your tomatoes, grow your apples, whatever it is that you're growing, and enjoy. But every seventh year, I want you to remember that it belongs to me, that I'm the real owner of the land. And that, and he's Marech, he's Marech, gives a lot of examples. The Ravid gives a lot of examples. Rabbi Yerucham quotes them, but that's the idea. So every seventh year, we're reminded Hashem is in charge. Every seventh day, there's a Shabbos. We stop whatever we're doing. And we remember Hashem is in charge. It's a day for Hashem. It's a day to realize that Hashem created the world. And he says, and this is true of many, many of the mitzvos. That's what we're supposed to realize. Later on in the Parsha, Rabbi Yerucham comes back to this theme, and he says, "V'ha'aretz lo simachar letzmisos ki li ha'aretz ki gerim v'soshavim atem imadi." Later on in the parsha, this parak chaf hei pasach chaf gimel, the pasuk tells us that when we sell, if a family sells their ancestral achuza, their inheritance, they don't sell it forever. It goes back at Yovel. Ha'aretz lo simachar letzmisos. You don't sell. There's no permanent sale of land in Eretz Yisrael. There's no such thing. And Rabbi Yerucham says this is the same idea. The land belongs to Hashem. We're not the Bailam on the land. If I own a pencil, I could sell the pencil for keeps. It's my pencil. I can choose what to do. If I want to sell it to you, I'm allowed to sell it to you. You give me a dollar, I give you the pencil. Done. I have no connection to that pencil anymore. I am a former owner. When it comes to the land, Hashem says, no, I gave it to your family. Your family are the owners of this piece of land, and they will always be the owners of this piece of land. You need money, you want to, whatever, you want to get hold of some money, you need money, you want to invest money, you want to use money, whatever it is, and you don't have cash, and you want to sell your land. But understand, you can't really sell it forever because it's not yours to sell forever. So you could rent it out for 49 years, for forever, until the Yovel, until whenever the Yovel is. He quotes a Maisa here. Quotes a Maisa with Rav Chaim Volozhiner. There were two Balei Din that came. There was an argument about a piece of land. And they met with Rav Chaim Volozhiner to decide who was the one was tiny this way, one was tiny that way. Who's the owner of the piece of land? And so at some point, Rav Chaim bent down and he put his ear against the ground. He got low to the floor, put his ear against it. And he's just sitting there for a while. And they looked at him and like, Rebbe, what are you doing? And he said, you know, you tine it this way, you tine it this way. So I want to hear what the land has to say. So I put my ear to the land. You know what I heard the land say? He says, the whole thing is ridiculous because soon they'll all be mine. When a person leaves this world, a person is buried in the ground. So the ground was saying, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the ground was saying, they think, this one thinks I belong to them, this one thinks I belong to them. They don't realize they belong to me. Zehu Ha'Yisod, that's what Rabbi Yerucham is bringing out. That Hashem gives us a land, Hashem gives us opportunities, Hashem gives us a lot of things. But it's all within a context that everything we get is from Hashem. We need constant reminders. The mitzvos, so many of the mitzvos are constant reminders of this concept. And then he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samaches, which talks about Ashmidai, talks about the whole story of Ashmidai with Shlomo HaMelech. So at some point, Bnei Yehoyada captures Ashmidai. Fascinating story. He brings the chain and the wine, and he drains the water well, and he puts in wine, and then he captures him, and he's bringing him back to Shlomo Melech's palace. On the way back to the palace, he sees a shoemaker, and there's a couple. He sees a widow, and he moves out of the way so he doesn't destroy her house. And he cries, he laughs, whatever it is. So he walks by a shoemaker. The Gemara says that he walked by the shoemaker, and he laughed. And they asked him afterwards, why'd you laugh? And he said, because somebody came to the shoemaker and says, make me a shoe that's going to be durable, that's going to last. Make me a shoe that's going to last for 7 years. And he said, the joke is that this person who's asking for shoes that will last 7 years is only going to live, he only has 7 days left to live. You know, he's making these big grand plans for 7 years down the road, but he only has 7 days left to live. And this, says Rabbi Yerucham, is a big yisod for us. We have to realize in our lives that our lives are muktash to the Ribono Shel Olam, and everything we do should be with this in mind. That the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world. He gave us things that we should enjoy them. Al pi halacha, al pi Torah. But to remember that the Ribono Shel Olam exists. He created the world. Avada, he loves us, and he gave us good things for that reason. But he gave us the mitzvah so we could remember. We can make Hashem part of our lives. And every time we have to stop and say, wait, I'm not allowed to, you know, take all of the produce from this field. I have to leave a corner. I have to leave a peah because I have to give it to the poor people. Wait, who says that I have to do that? The answer is Hashem says. Because really, it's Hashem's building. I'll just most of one nekuda, Rabbi Yerucham did say that this theme goes throughout the parsha. He doesn't mention this, but obviously it continues because at the end of the parsha, the Torah talks about the avadim, and the whole concept of an eved is even if you sell yourself as a slave, you can't sell yourself permanently. You go back. You can work for 6 years, and then the eved ivri in Parshas Mishpatim is. Talks about this that after 6 years, if hafti sadoni, right, lo yitzchasha, I don't want to go free. So then, if a person doesn't want to go free, we pierce his ear and he can go until yovel. But even that, a person can't sell himself. He doesn't own himself. We belong to the Ribono Shel Olam. So it's something we should keep in mind. There is a Ribono Shel Olam. He loves us and he gives us so much good. And he wants us to realize that he is everything in this world. Everything is his. And we have this chus, the opportunity, the privilege to serve him, to do the mitzvos that he commanded us to do. It's an opportunity to connect with the greatest existence, which is the perfection of the Ribono Shel Olam.